The place of the vision in confirming the sanctuary truth. Significantly, the Day Star Extra, February 7, 1846, had been devoted to the Bible study of Hiram Edson and O.R.L. Crozier, in which they set forth from the scriptures the evidence for the understanding that the two phases of ministry in the earthly sanctuary service were a type of Christ's ministry in the heavenly sanctuary. Consequently, according to Edson and Crozier, events that were to come to pass, beginning on October 22, 1844, were events taking place in heaven. The investigation supporting these conclusions had taken place at the Hiram Edson home in western New York State over a period of a number of months. The existence of this Bible study was unknown to Ellen Harmon when she was given the vision in Exeter in mid-February, 1845. Nor had there been time for the February 7, 1846, issue of the Day Star to reach her before she wrote of the vision for the readers of that journal. The vision, as published on March 14, gave unique confirmation to the conclusions of the Edson and Crozier Bible study. A year later, April 21, 1847, Ellen White wrote in a letter to Eli Curtis, "The Lord showed me in vision, more than 1 year ago, that Brother Crozier had the true light, on the cleansing of the sanctuary, etc., and that it was his will that Brother C. should write out the view which he gave us in the Ibid, February 7, 1846. I feel fully authorized by the Lord to recommend that extra to every saint."